Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to this online service from Olney Baptist Church. My name is Sid Bond, and I am one of the elders at the church. In this service of praise and worship, we are continuing in the book of Acts, and today we're reading from Acts chapter 22, verses 1 to 23. The scripture for this week is from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. And it says this: "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, for ever and ever. Amen." Let's pray. Our Lord and Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, trusting in your greatness and sovereign power. We thank you for saving our souls and giving us the Holy Spirit. Teach us more about yourself and ourselves as we meet before your throne. May our praise and worship be pleasing to you, for you indeed are worthy of all praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is hymn number 44, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine."
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story,
come to our reading now, and Sue is going to read for us, and that's from Acts chapter 22, verses 1 to 23.
Brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense. When they heard him speak to them in Aramaic, they became very quiet. Then Paul said, I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city. Under Gamaliel, I was thoroughly trained in the law of our fathers, and was just as zealous for God as any of you are today. I persecuted the followers of this way to their death, arresting both men and women and throwing them into prison, as also the high priest and all the council can testify. I even obtained letters from them to their brothers in Damascus, and went there to bring these people as prisoners to Jerusalem to be punished. About noon, as I came near Damascus, suddenly a bright light from heaven flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? I asked. I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting, he replied. My companions saw the light, but they did not understand the voice of him who was speaking to me. What shall I do, Lord? I asked. Get up, the Lord said, and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do. My companions led me by the hand into Damascus, because the brilliance of the light had blinded me. A man named Ananias came to see me. He was a devout observer of the law and highly respected by all the Jews living there. He stood beside me and said, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that very moment I was able to see him. Then he said, The God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. You will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name. When I returned to Jerusalem and was praying at the temple, I fell into a trance and saw the Lord speaking. Quick, he said, leave Jerusalem immediately, because they will not accept your testimony about me. Lord, I replied, these men know that I went from one synagogue to another to imprison and beat those who believe in you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I stood there giving my approval and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. Then the Lord said to me, Go, I will send you far away to the Gentiles. The crowd listened to Paul until he said this. Then they raised their voices and shouted, Rid the earth of him. He's not fit to live. As they were shouting and throwing off their cloaks and flinging dust into the air, the commander ordered Paul to be taken into the barracks.
Well, it's time to pray again, and I do ask, although it's me who's praying, perhaps we could all bow our heads and pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are great in grace and mercy, and we can confidently put our trust in you, for you can never fail. We give you thanks and praise for all your blessings, and also that you are our firm foundation. We praise you for that. You remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. And although the world is experiencing great difficulties at present, and we know that all things, we still know that all things are in your hands. We thank you for the vaccine, which is administered to thousands of people every day. And as this virus continues to spread, we ask for your help for doctors and nurses and all hospital staff throughout the country, that you will keep them safe and give them the physical and mental strength to continue to work for the good of others. We pray that hospitals will not be overwhelmed. We bring to you the many families who struggle with parents and children working from home and the pressure that brings. Give parents strength and patience. We pray for those who are suffering mentally because of the current situation, that they will receive the treatment and support that they need, and you will give them peace. We pray for the homeless, that there will be places of shelter and warmth for them, and that they will be helped into permanent accommodation. We pray for our government and ask that you will give wisdom and guidance to them and their advisers. We also remember the USA with a new president and pray that you would help that new administration, and also, Father, you would heal the divisions in that country. And Almighty God, we thank you that all power and glory belong to you. Amen. We have a song now, number 311. It is Jesus, You Are Changing Me. Now we come to the message this morning from Acts chapter 22. Paul is in Jerusalem. That's the Apostle Paul. And last week we learnt of Paul being threatened by an angry mob of Jews who were trying to kill him. He is saved by Roman soldiers who run down from their garrison. He had to be carried on the shoulders of the soldiers. He had to be rescued in that way because the Jewish crowd was so wild and angry. Before he is taken into the Roman barracks, Paul asks the Roman commander for permission to speak to the crowd. He receives permission, and in this verse 1 of chapter 22, we hear Paul begin to speak to the crowd in Aramaic. Aramaic was a dialect of Hebrew, but that would be fully understood by the listening, angry crowd. Paul says, "Brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense." The Jews had wrongly accused Paul of two things. Firstly, they said he was telling men everywhere against our Jewish law and Jewish people and the temple. And also they accused him of bringing a Gentile into the inner court of the temple, which was strictly forbidden. In verses 2 to 5, Paul explains he is a Jew who was born in Tarsus, but brought up in Jerusalem, was thoroughly trained in Jewish law by Gamaliel. Gamaliel was regarded as the most highly respected teacher of that time. Paul says, "I was just as zealous for God as any of you here. I persecuted Christians, arresting them and committing them to prison. The high priest and council can vouch for this, for with their permission, I went to Damascus to bring Christians back to Jerusalem to be punished." So here is Paul, a loyal Jew, well-educated, extremely religious, and opposed to Jesus Christ and his followers. Paul could say of himself, "That's my background. That's what I used to be." He could also say, "That's what I did." But something dramatic happened to Paul, or Saul as he was then, for in verses 6 to 16, Paul tells the Jewish crowd his testimony. His testimony is a well-known account, and it is also recorded in chapter 9 and chapter 26 of this book of Acts. Saul, as he was named then, was on his way to Damascus to persecute Christians. At about 12 noon, a bright light from heaven shone down and surrounded Paul, Saul, and those travelling with him. He fell to the ground, and he heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul replies. "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting." Those who were travelling with Saul saw the light, but they did not understand the voice. Saul then speaks, "What shall I do, Lord?" "Get up," the Lord says, "and go into Damascus. There you will be told all that you have been assigned to do." Saul has been blinded by the light from heaven and is led by the hand to Damascus. As Saul explains, a man called Ananias comes to see him and prays for his sight to be restored, which it is. And Ananias also tells him that God has chosen him to be a witness, that's chosen Saul to be a witness, and to know God's will. He is also instructed to be baptized, to wash his sins away, calling on the name of the Lord. This is Paul's testimony. He had an encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus. His sins are forgiven. He was rescued. God changed Paul's life and set him on a different path. Now, although this is a dramatic testimony and it demonstrates God's intervention into the life of a man who lived many years ago, Jesus today is intervening in people's lives. What about you and me? Do you have a testimony? Have you had an encounter with Jesus? Can you say, like Paul, that's the way I used to be? Or that's the way I used to behave? That's the way I used to live, but God has changed me. Can you say this is what God has done for me? Most who are listening to this recording will say, yes, absolutely, Jesus has saved me and changed me. But for those who are still not following Jesus, don't let salvation pass you by. Let Jesus into your life today. In verses 17 to 21 of this chapter, Paul refers to a vision in the temple in Jerusalem, when the Lord tells him to leave the city. Paul seems reluctant to go and explains to the Lord that he is known in Jerusalem and in fact was guarding the clothes of those who were killing Stephen, which we read about in chapter 7. What a change of direction God had brought about in Paul's life. Paul was changed from a persecutor of God's people to a witness for Jesus Christ. In verse 21, while Paul is still in the temple, the Lord says, go, I will send you far away to the Gentiles. In referring to the death of Stephen, Paul raises an interesting aspect. For before he was killed, Stephen, in verse 2 of chapter 7, speaks to the members of the Sanhedrin. That's the Jewish council. Stephen's opening words of his speech to them are, brothers and fathers, listen to me. You will notice that in verse 1 of this chapter 22, Paul's opening words to the crowd are, brothers and fathers, listen now. These are almost identical words from these two men. I'm sure when Paul thought about his part in the martyrdom of Stephen, he would be reminded again how much God had changed him. And if he had known the song then, he could sing, what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. For those of you of a certain age, you will remember that is a song that was sung at the Billy Graham Crusades. In this chapter 22, Paul refers to Ananias, who came to see him and prayed for him. Ananias was God's messenger to Paul, a man who was a devout believer who God could use. God can always use those who are in tune with his purposes and are willing to serve. Are you an Ananias? Am I an Ananias? Let's pray. If we are not, then with God's help, we will be. So as we finish thinking on these things this morning, remember Saul, who was an enemy of Jesus, who became Paul, who was a witness for Jesus, and Paul, the servant of Jesus, as he was obedient to God and took the gospel to the Gentiles. Our last hymn is hymn number 120. It's the hymn, From Heaven You Came, better known as The Servant King.
Ship.
before we close in prayer this morning, I'd like to thank Sue for reading, and also for Jonathan and Catherine for providing the music this morning. So we close with this prayer. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.